You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Chickity check, 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 chums and cherished champions. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. This is episode 146, and of course, I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your harmonious and happy, hopefully, hoping to harp about happenings and hullabaloo.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And today, well, this week we're missing Chris.
Yeah.
Maybe like Dana is Chris, Tyler Durden.
That's right. Are we ever in the same room at the same time? Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So that theory is.
Usually at least twice a week.
Yeah.
We should start off with another installment, Karen, of our corrections and omissions segment.
Actually,
I made the mistake that I've probably made dozens of times before.
Man, we got so many emails.
And I'm sure I will make this mistake dozens of times in the future. Finland is not Scandinavian, as I said. It is Nordic.
Okay.
And I do apologize to the fine people of Finland. And I look forward to apologizing again when I make this, mistake at some point in the future.
And also, in the last episode, Chris, he is currently at the Penny Arcade Expo in Boston, a video game convention for work. But I will help him explain our last listener puzzle challenge. So last episode, Chris made a puzzle. And basically what it was is he's looking for a musical artist. And he played a, not mashup, but like a smush together of five clips of songs. Hopefully you'll find the solution that he was looking for. And so the solution, and I'm going to point out, Nikolai Dowd was the first person to email us with the correct solution. And the answer is Billy Ocean.
So the five artists in order, it was Bonnie Tyler, then Ice Cube, then Leonard Cohen, then Lady Gaga, and finally, Yngwie Malmsteen.
The Shredder.
Yes, the Swedish Shredder.
And Chris's big hint was it would help if you write it down in a list.
Yes.
And if you write it down in the list, you will notice those five artists, the first letters of all of their names spells out Billy. The second letter of each artist's name spells out Ocean. So the solution, we got a lot of emails saying just Billy, but really it's Billy Ocean. Yeah. And so Nikolai Dowd, the first person who wrote in, wrote line by line, said, "Bonjour, I like listening, you guys, one word, on car explorations anywhere, nonstop." Which, of course, the first letter of all the words spells out Billy Ocean. So congrats. Awesome, Nikolai.
Thank you, Nikolai.
Oh, and so much housekeeping. One big thing. We surpassed our third birthday.
I think
Dana was in Mexico. We're all busy. You know, Chris is a dad, and work has been crazy. We totally forgot it was our third birthday last week.
Oh, yeah.
We're three.
Happy birthday to us.
Yeah, I know.
We're out of the terrible twos.
Yeah.
Is there a...
I don't know.
The thirsty threes, maybe?
Thrilling threes?
Sure, there we go. Why not?
Thirsty threes?
I don't know. It was the first TH word that came to mind.
Yeah.
All right. Without further ado, let's jump into our first general trivia segment. Pop quiz, hotshot. And I grabbed truly a random card from our 13-pound box of Trivial Pursuit cards.
Yeah.
And this turns out to be the Trivial Pursuit 90s edition.
Okay. All right.
Completely random. Usually I kind of screen the questions.
Okay.
Let's just play it loose.
Go for it.
Yeah. All right. I don't even know what the categories are, but here we go. Specifically, this is 1995. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
What rocker was cited for assault after slugging Bikini Kill singer Kathleen Hanna backstage at a Lollapalooza show?
Oh.
So 90s.
That is, those are lots of 90s words.
Yeah. Who was this?
I don't know.
Man, this was a big deal when this happened. All right. Rocker, 95. Yeah.
Oh my God, this is 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. 1995.
Maybe Perry Farrell.
Smashing Pumpkins, probably.
I think it was somebody more from like a hair band.
I don't know. I have no guess.
We should take a guess. We should guess somebody.
Ugh, Axl Rose.
Sure. Yeah, there you go. That's good. All right. Yeah. We'll guess together. We'll guess Axl Rose.
It is Courtney Love.
Oh,
oh, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, because it'd be weird if a guy.
If a dude assaulted a woman. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She's
next.
Going through some stuff. That was 1 year after Kurt Cobain died, right?
Yeah.
94.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next question. What yellow smiley interface for computer newbies was quickly downsized by Microsoft?
Yellow.
Wow, I don't know.
Smiley.
Interface.
Yellow smiley interface.
For computer newbies. For,
it's not the paperclip.
Yeah.
You didn't have a yellow
Clippy.
I mean,
yeah, maybe yeah. It's Clippy. Wasn't there one called like Bob or something like that? Or
maybe.
Man.
You guys got to buzz in.
90s, yeah.
You're collaborating. Because it's so stab in the darky. Mm. Bob, sure.
Microsoft Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't even know. I got to look that up.
Some part of my brain.
Is that related to the Minesweeper smiley face? I don't know.
I wonder if it's related to the paperclip because that's also Microsoft.
Yeah. They're kind of spiritually related.
What pricey Kevin Costner movie was tagged Kevin's Gate and Fishtar months before it hit the theaters?
Waterworld. Yep.
Waterworld.
Yeah.
I always liked Waterworld. I don't know why everybody
Fishtar.
Hated it.
Fishtar. That's good. I never heard that. Yeah. That's a pretty good slam.
I thought it was very imaginative.
Yeah. I mean, the problem was just it was so expensive, right? Yeah. Wasn't that overhyped, like the primary slam against it? Yeah.
It was a little boring.
Yeah, I just really like the kind of the world building, setting.
The villain was Dennis Hopper, right? Yeah. Chewing the scenery.
He's good at being a villain, though.
Yeah.
He was Gene Triplehorn was in it, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it
Gene
Triplehorn?
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Showed her butt.
I think I
saw. Oh.
It's a lot less creepy than when you say it as opposed to me. Yeah. Yeah. She showed her butt.
And next question. What caused more worldwide deaths in 1995? Multiple choice. Meningitis, rabies, or sleeping sickness?
Oh.
I'm not sure what sleeping sickness is.
Is that related to malaria, maybe?
Yeah, what was it? It was rabies.
Rabies.
Meningitis.
Either rabies or sleeping sickness are my guesses.
I'll go with you on this one, whatever you want. Yeah, all right,
Let's
I don't
do
know.
Sleeping.
All right,
sleeping
sure, sickness? Yeah, just because I don't know what it is. We'll go with sleeping sickness.
It is rabies.
It's rabies, yeah. All right.
Okay.
Believe it.
What Republican was accused of prolonging paralyzing budget battles because Bill Clinton snubbed him on Air Force One?
Newt Gingrich?
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense.
Correct! Newt Gingrich! Okay, last one. Oh, yeah!
All right.
What WCW star has been called the biggest Jewish sports hero since Sandy Koufax?
Oh, I know this one. I know a wrestling question. Because there's like one big Jewish wrestler. Is it Goldberg,
Correct!
Right?
It's Goldberg!
Steve Goldberg?
It just said Goldberg.
All right, we'll take Goldberg.
His stage name.
All right.
Nice. All right, good job! Completely random, not bad.
I kind of like the 90s cards. They're hard, but you vaguely remember that these things existed.
Yeah, they're not as easy as we...
Yeah,
like,
you know
we know 90s.
I like it's almost like a good illustration of like the problem with 60s Jeopardy, right? Like these are from the 90s and already we're having trouble with some of the questions.
Right. Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Like, oh yeah. Who did get in a fist fight at Lollapalooza?
Yeah.
All right, good job, brains. Not to sound creepy.
Okay, it's too late for that.
I mean, when you start a sentence with that.
Right. Well, so I have a Google search alert for Good Job Brain. So whenever Good Job Brain shows up somewhere online, someone talks about us or links us.
All right.
Sure.
One of the things that kept on linking was people would say they listen to Good Job Brain on their OkCupid profiles.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
How cool is that?
I guess podcasts,
you know, Colin, you keep saying that this year podcast is becoming mainstream. It's, people are putting like, these are the podcasts I listen to.
It's kind of like, it's cool. We're a signifier of something. We stand for a personality type.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
I can't believe it. Like, we've never talked about dating. The trivia and the facts related to that. I guess... It makes sense if we talked about Valentine's Day, but it might seem like everybody was doing Valentine's Day stuff.
I don't know.
We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
That's right.
Yeah. So we'll wait 3 weeks and then we'll cave.
Let the wounds heal a bit. We'll open them up again.
So today we're going to talk about the daunting dome of dating. Is it cool if I hold your hand? Is it wrong if I think it's slim to dance? Do you like my stupid hair? Would you guess that I didn't know what to wear? Are you scared of what you think? You make me nervous, so I really can't eat. Let's go, don't wait.
All right.
Welcome to Dating with Dana.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, so speaking of OkCupid, they collect a ton of data. They have all these quizzes on their site, just profile questions. They're trying to match you up with somebody else, figure out if you're going to be friends or there's romantic potential or if you're enemies or whatever. So they collect a ton of data about millions of people. And they have been able to come up with some statistically significant findings about love and relationships.
Released this to the public, yes. Too, which is awesome.
Their OK Trends blog, and one of the founders of OkCupid also released a book full of this data. And it is fascinating. Mm. It is so interesting. For instance, if you want to know if you and your date have long-term potential and you want to ask them a question on the first date, he's distilled it down to the top three questions you should ask.
Wow.
And if your answers match your dates on those three, you are statistically...
Inclined.
Oh. Like, the chances of you guys being a long-term match are very good. So those three questions are...
Oh.
Yes. Do you like horror movies? Have you ever traveled around another country alone? And wouldn't it be fun to chuck it all and go live on a sailboat? So, like, if you both agree
disagree. Those are so specific. I thought it was like, do you like dogs? You
know, no. So they are specific. He kind of distilled them down to things that aren't weird to ask on a date.
Interesting.
That would be okay, that aren't boring or too obvious.
And that's very telling of...
And that are telling about what your lifestyle is like.
Things that you may not have an immediate, like, stock answer to either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you kind of have to think for a second.
And it's funny because they also probably make you a little more charming, too, if you asked somebody that.
Like a quirky question?
Yeah, it's quirky.
Wait,
and
what
it's
were
very
the
personal.
Three again?
It was, do you like horror movies?
Do you like horror movies, Colin?
I do. I would say I do.
I say I do, but I don't like watching it. I like reading it on Wikipedia.
Yeah. I'd say they're okay. I don't dislike them, but I don't seek them out.
But I love reading about how people die.
Oh, okay. Like, that's not
to sound creepy, guys. Not to sound
on
creepy.
On a first date, you say that with lots of eye contact. It's like, oh, okay.
No, like Final Destination. It's great.
Yeah.
Sure. And the other one was, have you ever traveled around another country alone?
Another country alone?
Yes.
I have
not traveled around another country alone. No, I haven't.
Okay.
Oh, like flying there, like everything
just
by
yourself. Myself. I've always been with, you know, a friend or my girlfriend or my wife or, yeah.
Yeah. And also, wouldn't it be fun to chuck it all and go live on a sailboat?
For a short time. I would say yes, it would for a short time.
It would be... You know, but I think this implies long term. Chuck it all.
For like a year or two.
Oh.
Yeah, I could do it temporarily.
Yeah, I could do it temporarily.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
One of my old coworkers did that, and it sounded amazing. Like, she and her husband sold their house, and they went and traveled around the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And lived on a sailboat.
That sounds great.
That sounds
like, very
so
cool
fun.
And romantic.
I have motion sickness, though, but sounds cool.
So maybe we're all a match. Maybe that's why we've been together for 3 years on this podcast.
Just on this podcast.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so another question. If you want to find out if you and your date have the same politics without asking them, maybe picking a fight, you can kind of get...
This can be dangerous.
Yeah.
It's people are really sensitive about
politics,
you know,
and politics and religion. Those are.
So you just want to fill them out without starting anything. It's like, oh, do you prefer people in your life to be simple or complex? And so it turns out there's 2-to-1. People who prefer complexity are liberal. And 2-to-1, people who prefer simplicity are conservative.
Interesting.
And it's maybe a little different in certain areas. Like New York City, there's some liberal people who like...
I like trying to find out something by asking a super unrelated question.
For sure.
Yes.
Just based on data. What a weird thing.
Oh, and then there are a couple tips about your profile. And it was about picking the most attractive profile photo. And it was... Photos taken on your camera phone are the least attractive.
Really?
Do not post pictures from your camera phone.
I'll buy that.
But that's
the
easiest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Point and shoot camera, better results. Better than that is like a fancy camera. Like, so they can tell from the data tags in your photo.
Yeah, and the JPEG.
And then they had people rate them. And so basically that. And then the other really interesting thing was that a flash adds 7 years, basically.
Really?
Yes, so they found, they go, for example, a 28-year-old who used a flash is as attractive as a 35-year-old who didn't.
Wow.
So don't use the flash on your picture either. And there are a bunch of, like, you should look at this OkCupid's trends thing. It's fascinating. There's all this data about how to frame your picture and what you should be doing depending on your gender and maybe what kind of what your vibe is. It's very cool to look at this data.
That is so, I agree. It's so fascinating. Just, wow. Just what they get with just millions and millions of data points. That's
but a, like, yes. Just boiling down to those three questions initially, that's what a great experiment.
Yes. Should go ask your significant other and figure out if this is long term. This is a forever home or not.
Yeah. Forever home. Yeah. It's like a shelter cat.
A lot of awkward conversations are about to unfold in the car now, that's I think. Yeah, for our listeners. Yeah.
We don't agree on any of these things.
You just drop me off here.
Yeah. I'm going to tuck and roll. Open the door. All right. And speaking of dating sites, I here have a fun, weird quiz. Other than the kind of the mainstream popular dating sites in America, I would say in North America, we have what? Match, eHarmony, OkCupid. Mm-hmm. But there are other dating sites that are very, very, very specific.
Uh-huh.
Some of them I thought were jokes, but these are completely real.
Okay.
And I'm going to name the URL, like the link, what the matching site is called. And I want you to guess.
All right.
What you think the specific interest is. All right. So you guys have a notepad and a pen. So I'm going to name the matching site and I want you guys to guess what you think the specific niche.
Okay.
Okay. And these are real or made up?
These are real. And I double checked.
All right.
I double checked. Let's start off easy. MyLovelyParent.com.
My lovely parent.
Okay.
This is the easy one. My lovely parent.
All right. Answers up. Please. Dana says single parents. Colin says Paget moms and dads.
I don't know. Oh, like lovely.
My
like,
love. Oh yeah, lovely is a funny modifier. What?
I don't know.
Dana is correct. It is for single parents, especially for the children of the single parent to
I see.
Post. I mean, that was kind of the start. Started by two sons who want to find a date for their mom.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's kind of cute. All right. Next one. CrewDating.com.
Crew dating?
CrewDating.com.
Can you CREW?
Yes.
Okay.
CrewDating.com. What do you think this dating website is for? Who do you think this dating website is for?
All right.
Answers up. Dana says people on boats, and Colin says rowing. It is for airline professionals.
Oh, like flight crew.
Which makes a lot of sense because they travel a lot. They, you know, they're not always in one central location. Okay. So this is like aviators, pilots, flight attendants.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That does.
All right. Next one, personals.com.
Is it P-U-R-R?
Yes.
Okay.
Personals.com. All right, Dana. All right. Cat lovers, Colin. Cat lovers. It is a dating site for cat lovers.
For cats. Oh,
for people who like cats, looking for other people who like cats. Okay. This one, you know, I really thought it was fake, and I kind of poked around, but
it seems
like it's real. I mean, the funny thing is, maybe it's just because I work in tech and web and online. Like, a lot of these sites look super outdated. And so it's like, I'm like, I don't know if it's real. I mean, maybe a lot of them are just kind of like forums.
Hey, all you need is two people. All you need is two people.
Yeah.
All right. DarwinDating.com.
Huh.
DarwinDating.com, as in Charles Darwin, probably. All right. Dana says, people who survive near-death situations.
Oh, okay. I like it.
And then Colin says, pro theory of evolution advocates.
Okay.
It is, the tagline for Darwin Dating is online dating minus ugly people.
Whoa.
It is a site for beautiful, quote, beautiful people only.
Well, how judgy.
Well, it is super judgy. So they even have a page that says Darwin Dating Rules. In order to join Darwin Dating, you have to agree that you don't suffer from this, like, giant list of stuff. Oh. Nerdy glasses, mullets, acne, out of proportion noses. Uncared anyone with a middle nails. Part.
What? a part in your hair. Part. I see.
Oh, I thought you meant like
like someone with a
stomach.
Torso. Like, yeah. I'll be like, damned if legs. I go out with somebody who with
like,
an abdomen.
What?
Yeah.
It gets really specific.
I just want shoulders right into hips. Yeah.
Kind of weird. Got very it. Judgy. All right. Next one. Naturistpassion.com.
Oh, I know.
That was fast.
Sorry. I know what it means in British slang.
Naturistpassion.com. All right, answers up. Dana says nudists. Colin says naked people.
Yeah.
Correct. It is for people who share the passion of nudism,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Being nature.
Being a nudist.
Natural.
Yeah.
The state of nature. state of nature.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Perfect. Next one. This is so specific, guys. Atlasphere.
What? Atlasphere.
And
oh, okay.
Here. Theatlasphere.com. All right. Answers up. Dana says Ayn Rand enthusiasts, and Colin says Randians. You are correct.
Yeah.
It is for Ayn Rand enthusiasts. Actually, the Atlasphere is a web magazine for a lot of objectivism, like articles and stuff, and there is a dating section.
Got it. Of course. Sure.
All right, next one. Womenbehindbars.com.
I'm going to try not to overthink this one.
Womenbehindbars.com. Mm-hmm. All right, answers up. Dana says, ladies in jail. Colin's writing a novel. Are you going to... You can't change your answer. All right.
What's he doing?
Naked cat lovers? No,
no,
you're joking.
No,
you're joking.
I'm just... Yeah, the same as what Dana said. Yeah.
Yes, and actually, it's kind of nice. It is really... They have a lot of profiles of ladies who are incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pen pals.
Yeah.
It's looking for pen pals. It's not...
Yep.
So online dating is kind of a misnomer. I mean, it might lead to... dating, but it could be normal letters.
And it's a huge thing that you just get out of the way right at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's like,
you don't have to lie about
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. You don't need to find an awkward time to bring it
but
up.
But like, to be honest, it seems really positive. They're just like, oh, you might brighten up someone's day. The tagline is, become a ray of hope in someone's life, and you can make a difference.
Nice.
So, very cool.
That is nice.
And the last one, this is probably the toughest one.
Okay.
All right.
Cupid Tino.
T-I-N-O?
Can you spell that?
Cupid.
Uh-huh. Cupid.
T-I-N-O. Cupidino.
Okay.
Cupid.
Keep saying it. Cupidino. What does it sound like?
Cupidino.
What does it sound like? Cupidino.
Cupidino. Wait a minute.
All right. Cupidino answers up. Colin. You're writing a lot. Dana says, people who live in Cupertino, the city. And then Colin says,
people who like Tino from My So-Called Life.
Oh, is there a guy called Tino?
Yeah.
Oh. Dana's a little bit close.
Apple employees.
Apple fans. Apple fanboys and fangirls. People who like Apple, the company, and their products.
Cupertino.
It's a matching site for them. It's actually an app. However, it is going to be discontinued at the end of this month.
Why?
I don't know.
They've matched everybody.
I mean,
mission over. Yep.
That is what their current Twitter status is.
Oh.
They are, in the tech world, we call it sunsetting.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So get on the ball.
Yeah,
there.
Get on the ball.
You
got a couple weeks to find your Apple fan match.
Yeah.
All right. Good job, brains. Colin, would you use personals? personals.
Personals.
You do love kitties.
For the cat. See, I don't know. That's a tough one. Like, I...
You can't imagine yourself with a person who doesn't like
that's
cats,
true.
Right?
I can't imagine being... I am a cat person. I grew up in a cat family. It is important to me. But I don't know if I could actually bring myself to list myself as the cat guy. I don't know. I just feel like there's some stigma.
There are a lot of cat guys.
There are. That's true. Yeah. And maybe I should stop being so judgmental about myself. But I would give it a look. You know, hey, luckily, perhaps for myself, I don't need to worry about that right now. My wife would be very upset to find me
perusing the personals.
Mewing over. Mewing. The personals.
Musing.
Musing.
Yeah.
So prepping for the dating episode, I was looking at a lot of like movies, dating movies, songs from
rom-coms.
You're reading about like the history of drive-ins, you know. I mean, you can imagine how big drive-in theaters were to the history of dating in the 50s, 60s.
Yeah, movie is always like a date option.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, because you're together, but it cuts some of the tension of having to talk nonstop.
That's right.
So it's like you're sharing space, but you don't need to really come up with 2 hours worth of conversation.
And then you have something to talk about when it's
afterwards. Oh,
you have a shared experience.
So I have a story for you guys from my own past of
the
bad
Colin archives?
The archives of bad dating history.
Okay. All right.
This was in college. This was one of those, this was a double date, I guess, technically.
This was not with your wife.
This was not with my wife. Before I met my wife, this was with my college roommate and college best friend, Jay. Uh-huh. And Jay had this girl he wanted to go out on a date with. And she had a friend. And it was basically like, oh, why don't we go to a movie together? You can bring a friend along. So I was the friend. Who got brought along, but it was really so that Jay and this girl could like be on a date without the pressure. You know, we're like
being
freshmen
alone.
In college, you know?
Okay, sure.
So somehow it felt to me, I guess, as though I'm like, Colin, pick a movie for us to go to. I'm like, okay, great. No problem.
Really?
Like, I'll find us a movie to go to.
The third wheel gets to pick the movie.
So I was looking in the paper, of course, you know, this is
back in the day.
This is 19. Well, I guess, you know, there's no secrets here. This is 1992. And I'm like, oh, there's this movie that had just come out. I had heard a lot about it, like on the indie circuit, kind of a buzz about this movie called Reservoir Dogs. Okay? So, like, nobody knew who Quentin Tarantino was at this point. I certainly didn't. And I was like, so here are the things that I knew about this movie. Like, it got a lot of buzz because it was very stylish, and it got a lot of buzz because it was very violent.
Okay. Oh, so you knew about the violence.
So these
part.
Are what I, but I...
He didn't know what violence, what the extent was going to be.
I did not know to the extent, but I knew, like, I'm like, oh, it's playing in, like, art house theaters, like it can't be that bad, right? So I called Jay. I'm like, hey, I found this movie. It's called Reservoir Dogs. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it sounds kind of like an arty movie. I'm like, the one thing though is you should tell the girls is I read it's violent.
Okay.
So Jay calls me back and he's like, oh no, it sounds like it'll be fine. Like they're great,
sure.
Right? So we set the time. We're gonna meet up with the girls at the theater.
Uh-huh.
So we go in. I'm like, all right. Well, they said they're okay with the violent movies. So we sit. We're watching Reservoir Dogs, and now if you've seen Reservoir Dogs, you know there's a lot of blood, there's a bank robbery, we see the aftermath of it, there's gunshots, there's violent
scenes. Sliced body parts, yeah.
They get to the scene where a person's ear is getting cut off, and it's a very gruesome part of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, I look over, the two girls, they get up.
Yeah.
And they walk out of the movie theater, and I'm like, oh my God, I've totally ruined this.
You screwed
it up. I screwed this whole thing for Jay. I'm like, what did I do? I'm like, are they okay? And he's like, they're going to go watch the end of the movie next door.
What?
And so
guys stayed in there?
So, and then I was like,
you guys stayed in there? And was
yeah,
like, well, we want to know what the movie
we
is.
We were really into the movie.
Freshman in college.
So to this day, I will always remember that Last of the Mohicans with Daniel Day-Lewis. It was in the theaters at the same time as Reservoir Dogs.
That was
Dogs.
The other movie that
they got up, they walked out, they walked in, and they switched and watched the end of Last of the Mohicans.
Oh,
and I, from that point on, was no longer in charge of scheduling movies for our dates.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah. You should not.
So I have a bad dating story. So I'll say this was a bad thing that happened, but I thought it was funny. The guy did not think it was funny. So that's the end of the story. So you know, we all survived to the end of the story. So I was going away with a guy I was dating. We went to a lake for the weekend. I took a day off work to go, and we rented a little paddle boat, and we paddled to the middle of the lake. And I wanted to steer, he wouldn't let me steer. And then, so I started to take, there was water coming into my side of the paddle boat. It started filling up, and he was like, oh, just bail it out with this beer bottle here. And I was like, I'm probably not going to do that. And then I like talked him into switching sides with me. So we switched sides, and then all of a sudden his side like filled with water and my side filled with water. And then in the boat was going into the water. It was totally sinking. The nose was in the water. So we jumped out of the boat and we're like doggy paddling next to the boat. We're far from the coast. We're far. And I'm in my clothes in the lake and I'm like, oh my God, I took a sick day from work. I'm going to die in this lake this weekend. And people are going to
not know where you
not
were.
Know.
I like it. You're like, think of the boat. Stop the boat from sinking. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we were going to lose our deposit for sure. We didn't figure out what to do with the boat. Concern. But we were far from the coast. So it's like, at least the boat is like, oh now God. It stopped sinking. It's just like, but the tail of the boat is straight up. So there's no way to save this boat for us. This we're motorboat going. Comes by and they're like, are you guys okay?
No.
He was like, yeah, we're fine. I was like, we're not fine. We're drowning. Can you help us? And then they like happened to have a water pump on their boat randomly. And so they come and they help us drain the boat. And I ask if I could sit on the boat because I'm tired of doggy paddling. And they're like, yeah, sure. And I ask the guy I'm seeing if he wants to come on the boat. He's like, no. He's like, he's like doggy paddling next to the boat, like still as it like they drain the water. And then we get in the boat and they're like, they give him a lecture about steering the boat after we had like a whole discussion about whether I would get a chance to steer the boat. And he was like, no. And like on the way back, he was like proving he could steer the boat. And I thought it was funny. I was like, oh, this would be like, I didn't tell him, but it was like, oh, this is totally the story you'd tell people it happened to you, the funny, cute dating story. But he was in such a bad mood after this happened. I was like, oh, this is not good. And so we stopped seeing each other after that weekend because I thought the boat story was funny.
And you knew that he couldn't take ribbing.
Yeah, and he couldn't take the ribbing. So,
are you guys okay? Yeah, we're fine.
We got this. I got this.
Keep
going.
Yeah.
It was getting dark, and there were no other boats on the lake.
Yeah, we're not okay.
We're not okay.
We're going to die here.
Oh, my God, my face.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. Does your face hurt?
It does. Oh my God. Right. My laugh muscles are stuck.
Let's regroup and massage our face. Let's take a break. A word from our sponsor.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, everyone. You may recognize me as Gabby from the History of Everything podcast.
And my name is Brenna, and you don't recognize me from anything yet.
Together, we're two scientists who explore all of the weird little questions and conspiracies of the universe in our new podcast, Mystery of Everything. Everything has an explanation.
We hope.
But that is what we're here to figure out. We will dive into the science behind many popular conspiracy theories, such as vaccines causing autism, flat earth theory, and was the moon landing fake? And if so, why the heck would anyone even do that?
But it's not just conspiracies. There's a lot of cool mysteries that we will attempt to use science to explain, such as near-death experiences, what made the Vikings go berserk, and can I control my co-host with MK Ultra?
Wait, what? Anyway, make sure to check out the Mystery of Everything podcast everywhere where you find your podcasts.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Good Job Brain, and this week we're talking about the weird trivia world of dating. I promise this will get into dating, but this is very, very interesting. Iceland, super, super organized country. They are home to the world's oldest parliament and devoted thoroughly for record keeping. It all starts with the Icelandic sagas written about 1,000 years ago and page after page of genealogy and very well documented archive of who your ancestors were, your whole family tree and your line. So there was a biotech company in Iceland called Decode Genetics, and they did something really interesting. They basically called out submissions for creative uses of this data. I mean, and all this data is open to everybody. It's like, what are some creative ways or interesting uses to use this data of everybody's family tree? So three University of Iceland software engineering students submitted to this contest. So they made what they call the Book of Icelanders, basically taking all of this information and making it online. You can see if a person you're dating is related to you. How this person is really, because they might be.
Right.
Yeah. And though everybody probably in Iceland will go back a couple generations.
You go back far enough. Yeah,
far
sure.
Enough.
Right, yeah.
But Colin, do you remember when we were working together, we had a phone app called Bump?
Yes.
And basically like bump our phones, it'll trade our contact information.
Yeah.
This is you bump and it'll tell you if you're related to this person and how you're related to this person.
Okay.
Because it has all of the family tree data.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is kind of the PR twist. That's kind of the marketing, sassy marketing line is like, you know, make sure you're not, you know, it's called the incest prevention alarm.
the incest prevention alarm.
But that's just like a feature of this Book of Icelander census data, basically.
Yes.
And so
that's not the main mission of the book.
Well, no,
it's probably a pretty important mission of the book.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like a binary, like thumbs up, thumbs down, or if it just gives you a score.
It'd be like, this is your third cousin, and you're like, whoo.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
I mean, the whole shtick of young people to make sure they're not going to hook up with their cousins is not really what's happening.
Nobody wants that. I mean, let's be clear. We're not trying to encourage
that. It's just a PR kind of spin. But it's,
that's funny.
But it's very interesting, I think, having, you know, like Dana said, having all this data used for dating.
Well, especially, as you say, in a country that's so, I mean, not isolated, but just very
insular.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah.
At the opposite end of the world, in Singapore, they're having problems with low birth rate. Every year, the birth rate is dropping because people are choosing not to procreate. And this is becoming a concern for the government. There are a lot of smart, financially able young people in Singapore, but they are mostly career driven. They're not really thinking about family. And so the government is a little bit kind of like, well, how do we make sure that Singaporeans have Singaporean babies and they have Singaporean babies? There are a lot of government-sponsored dating activities. There's a whole section of the government that basically try to help matchmaking.
Oh my god.
There's like cruises, there's like dances. It's like high school. There's like
it feels like having like your aunt and uncle trying to hook you up.
It is, but it's your government.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people are picking it up.
No, you don't say.
Yeah.
Really.
But they're trying, and it's interesting to see. There's like workshops and
about how to
training sessions about like, you know, how to be socially engaging and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's everybody's very, everybody's career minded. A lot of people are like, I don't have time. You know, a lot of women are like, I don't have time to raise a family. And, you know, I'm running this business. And
I think we need an exchange mission between Iceland and Singapore.
Oh, that's an app. That's our app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
App available only in Iceland and Singapore. Yeah.
All right, we have one last segment.
Yes, I'm going to try something a little different for this quiz. This is still in the theme of dating. This is an audio quiz.
Okay.
What I've done is I've taken the audio tracks from famous date scenes in movies.
Oh. Cool.
And I will be playing just the audio for you. Okay. And I'm sure that if you saw these clips visually, you would instantly know the movie. The challenge is, can you tell me what movie it is just based on the dialogue and or the music and
wow.
or the lines?
Okay, that's fine.
So, yeah, I'll play, you know, 10, 20 seconds here from each movie, and you tell me what is the movie.
And it- okay. Is the movie necessarily, it's not necessarily a dating movie, but it's a scene.
It's not necessarily a dating movie. Okay, so get your guys' buzzers ready, and you buzz in when the clip ends. What movie is this from?
Mm. Yummy.
You think I can have a sip of that?
Be my guest.
I gotta know what a $5 shake tastes like.
You can use my straw. I don't have cooties.
Yeah, but maybe I do.
Cooties I can handle.
Dana.
Pulp Fiction?
That is Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
John Travolta and Uma Thurman. Yes.
I think most milkshakes I've had is way more than $5 these days.
Yeah, that's a cheap milkshake.
It was a different time in the 90s, Karen.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago.
We were so naive
inflation.
Then.
Yeah.
All right. What movie is this date scene from?
Mm-hmm.
He
gave
me $20 each.
Sorry.
This is what Mr. Tony over there.
Where?
Over there.
Oh, thanks a lot, Tony. Thank you,
What do you do?
What?
What do you do?
I'm in construction.
I don't feel like you're in construction.
No, I'm a union delegate.
Wow, I don't
Dana.
Know.
Is that Back to the Future?
It is not Back to the Future.
It's not even familiar to me.
That is from Goodfellas.
Oh.
That is the date scene when he takes her to the club at Goodfellas.
Got it. All who right, Chris would have had it.
That was Ray Liotta and Lorraine Bracco.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Chris would have gotten that one.
Oh, Chris for sure would have gotten that one.
Mafia movie person.
All right, here we go. Moving right along. Date scene from what movie?
Okay.
Would Monsieur care for another bottle of the Chateau Latour?
Yes, but no more 1966. Let's splurge. Bring us some fresh wine. The freshest you've got this year's. No more of this old stuff.
Oui, monsieur.
He doesn't realize he's dealing with sophisticated people here.
Karen. Yeah.
That is The Jerk.
That is from
Steve Martin.
Bring us some fresh wine.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. Yes, The Jerk.
I like how you're making this quiz because it's from a dude's perspective.
Yeah.
You're like, what are some famous
they all have like
dating scenes.
Kind of from the dude's perspective.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So far.
Okay. All right, here we go. What movie is this from?
Okay.
Hey, Tony's! Of course! The very place for a very special occasion. No, this way, Pidge. I have my own private entrance. Wait here.
Just 1 minute, so I'm a coming.
Oh, both of you immediately. Together.
Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp.
He calls her Pidge.
Yeah.
I thought he said something else.
Would be accurate.
It would be accurate.
Oh, that's right. And then he nudges the meatballs. Classic.
Classic.
That is indeed. That was a classic dating.
For sure. Yes.
Cartoon dogs eating spaghetti.
Moving right along. What movie is this scene from?
Mm-hmm.
Earth Angel, will you be mine? My darling dear, love you.
George, aren't you going to kiss me?
I don't know.
All right, sure. Oh, Karen, no doubt about it.
Back to the Future.
That was Back to the Future.
And that is, Leah Thompson.
Uh-huh.
And Crispin Glover.
Yeah, very good. I wasn't even asking for the actors, but you guys are impressing me. Yeah, just the same. All right, moving right along. Another dating scene. Please tell me, what movie is this from?
Okay.
And you are Gina?
Gina. Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Look, I'm going to be real honest with you. It's been a long time since I've been with a man. Spent a lot of time with the ladies. Looking to get back up on that pogo stick. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me?
Dana.
40-year-old virgin?
Yes, that is the speed dating. All right. Very good. And last one. Now, bear with me. This one may be a little obscure, but we'll see if this one... Just open your minds. Open your minds.
Okay.
The people on a date, please tell me what movie is this from. Maybe. We shall see.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Karen.
I'm not sure. You seem sure. I think it's Fever Pitch.
It is not Fever Pitch.
Oh. Is it Rocky?
It is not Rocky.
Oh. It's a spoke his sport.
It's a sport. Yes, arena. In the face. In the face.
Oh, in the face.
It's from. Man. It's a comedy.
Is it with Adam Sandler?
Not Adam Sandler. No. Another Saturday Night Live alum. It is from Coming to America.
Oh. Yes!
Oh. It is when they're on the double date at the basketball game.
Yes.
In the face.
I didn't recognize his voice.
Yeah.
it's hard to hear in there.
Eric LaSalle,
yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's Prince Akeem trying to fit in. In the face. I quote that probably more than I should. Yes. In inappropriate scenarios. Anytime I go to a basketball game, I will scream out in the face. Yes.
Awesome. Oh yeah, because like he goes to the bathroom, and then someone's like, oh, "Prince, my royal prince!" Yeah. Oh my God.
All right. Well, it was a little bit of a stretch there, but I'm glad you guys took the trip with me. Still a date. Still a date. All right. Well, good job. Dating at the movies through Colin's view.
All right, and that is our show. Thank you guys for joining me, and thank you guys, listeners, for listening in to our horrible dating stories, the three questions you should ask your potential dates, famous dating scenes in movies. Of course, you can find our show on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, and on our website, goodjobbrain.com. Thanks to our sponsor, Squarespace, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.